Some had been standing in line an hour before polls opened. There are 6 million new voters. Because of automatic voter registration and because the voting age has been lowered to 18. Squeezed by the rising cost of living, many voters say the economy is one of their main concerns.
Hope for the future, the standard of education is increased, career opportunities are better, you know, environmentally living a better world for everyone else, for the incoming generation.
What's important is the economy, to get rid of corruption and bribery. I'm voting for my children's future and, of course, Malaysia. Graft is a major issue. The top ranks of one of the main contenders, Barisan Nasional, or National Front, is tainted with corruption. They were voted out in the last election, but made a political comeback as part of a new alliance after the previous government collapsed because of infighting and defections. The main opposition, the Alliance of Hope, is hoping to repeat their electoral victory in 2018. Then there's the National Alliance, a relatively new partnership. They've been accused of encouraging the defections, which led to the collapse of the previous government.
I think the considerations that people would make now would be which is the more fitting government, rather than where do I cast my protest vote or where do I express my dissatisfaction.
Analysts regard this as Malaysia's most competitive elections.
It's also one of the most difficult to call. Some surveys predict the opposition will take the most seats, but not enough to form government on its own. The question of who leads Malaysia may still not be clear, even after all votes have been counted. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.